Serving Columbus for over 60 years. AM 1580, WVKO Columbus.
Right back up.
All right, great.
Good.
Oh, just one more thing. When you go to Indiegogo, it's Swing State. Look for Swing State on Indiegogo.
Indiegogo. Go there. We're done here on Fight Back. I'll be coming back up and being a little on the Blue State Diner with my good friend Michael Allwood. Stay tuned.
The Good Fight continues with Dr. Bob next Saturday at 11 a.m. Get your friends and family to join the fight right here on the air or over the internet at WVKO1580.com. Fight Back is produced in part by the Columbus Free Press and 1580 WVKO.
Your one true voice of reason in Central Ohio, AM 1580, WVKO, Columbus.
You gotta fight for your right to run.
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with the new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African-American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, make it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
If you have a truly special event coming up, make it unforgettable with a chauffeured limousine from Cardinal Transportation. Central Ohio's premier chauffeured transportation company, Cardinal Transportation provides personalized, affordable, and safe transportation both locally or out of town. Their fleet includes a 1960 Rolls-Royce, 8-passenger limos, and buses for up to 56 passengers. Contact Cardinal Transportation today at 274-2500, 274-2500, or online at cardinaltrans.com, or visit them on Facebook at Cardinal Transportation.
Do you get anxious just thinking about going to the dentist? The Gentle Dentist in Worthington understands. Founded by Dr. Bill Coleman, the Gentle Dentist is dedicated to the care of the apprehensive dental patient and is committed to providing the highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist offers cable TV, DVD players, and massage chairs in every treatment room. They use the latest technology to give you that beautiful smile you deserve, including Invisalign, the virtually invisible way to straighten your teeth. The highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine, 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today, 614-431-3311, or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today, 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
Meat Packers Outlet, Columbus's good old-fashioned retail meat market. For the best deals around on all your meat purchases, visit Meat Packers Outlet at 317 South 5th Street, downtown. Meat Packers Outlet is family-owned and operated and has proudly been serving Columbus with fresh-cut meats since 1957. Meat Packers Outlet has daily low prices on beef, pork, poultry, and deli items. This week's specials include chicken wings for $2.49 a pound, a 10-pound bag of hamburgers just $19.90, Bar S Wieners 99 cents for a 1-pound package, and deli sliced honey ham is just $2.99 a pound. Need a deli tray for your next get-together? Call ahead and order yours now at 469-1720. That's 469-1720. Open 8 to 6, close Sundays. Meat Packers Outlet, 317 South 5th Street at East Main, downtown. Don't forget, there's always plenty of free parking in the back. Locally owned, independently owned, Meat Packers Outlet. Call 469-1720.
How would you like garage back, you know, so you can actually get your car inside? Why not make room by storing all that stuff you have in the garage at Morningstar Mini Storage of South LA? Morningstar Mini Storage offers clean, safe, secure storage units in sizes up to 10 by 30. Or make Morningstar Mini Storage your garage. You can store your car for just $39 a month, or any size boat, RV, or trailer for just $49 a month. Or take advantage of their new special, a 5 by 15 or 10 by 10 unit for just $69 a month. Find their online coupons at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage has convenient 24-hour access 7 days a week, a state-of-the-art security system, a moving van, and packing materials, too. Morningstar Mini Storage, 3391 South High Street at Williams Road, just north of I-270. Call 497-0000 or visit them online at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage of South High, 497-0000.
Well, isn't this peculiar? Here we are, getting ready to start the Blue State Diner, and we are having software issues here, which is never good. So I'm going to try to restart this bit of software, and we're going to be doing something very different. Let's see what happens. No. Nothing.
That's weird. That's really weird.
I'm not quite sure why this is happening. This is very, very peculiar. Sean Gilbo is here in the studio with me. Sean, say hello to the people while I mess with this.
Definitely. Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening today. And what you may be experiencing, Michael, is what we dealt a little with the equipment on Tuesday night. It may be the USB speakers in the Skype mic.
I haven't even fired up the Skype yet, so I don't think it's that. Let me see. Let me try to do something here real quick. See if I can. I'm going to try to do this in a different way and see if that helps. See if it's the software from the little thing we call, like to call the Jazzler, or if it's the speakers from the computer that just don't seem to be working.
It's because most likely the speakers from the computer are being blocked by the speakers from the Skype mic. That's what happened to us. That's why I had to disconnect Thursday morning in order to hear.
Oh. Well, let's see what happens if I do that now.
Volt, WVKO. And Tim Moore, join me this Sunday evening from 9 to midnight. We'll dig through the old record library and pull out platters that haven't been heard on the airwaves in years. Join me this Sunday at 9, and we'll party like it's 1969. Don't you ever listen to the radio when
the big bad beat comes. Well, thank you, Sean. At least you have solved a problem here. So what I'm doing is, what we wanted to do on the Blue State Diner today was to talk about your election night coverage. And so I'm going to bring Kenny Pick and the Turn Up the Night Gang into the conversation here via Skype and see if that is going to work for us. And it's this mic, I see, that is doing this. So... in the meantime, I want to say you did a great job on Tuesday night. I thought you did a tremendous job.
Well, thank you. And I want to thank both you and Gary now that he's in the studio here. Because you knew that, and personally I thought this was going to be a little bit risky here with live radio. But we were able to do it. And we were the only Columbus radio station that had live local returns and analysis throughout the night.
Let's see.
We kicked butt. We definitely did.
Let's see if we have Kenny here. Kenny, are you with us?
Yes, I most certainly am. Hello. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Who's with you? Who's on with you?
Well, you know, I screwed up, and I meant to get Tom and Deba on with us, and I didn't add them to the conference call when you gave me a call, so I'm going to get them on with us momentarily.
All right.
So, yes, and... I need to, I think I need to end the original call with them.
And so, I should say we also have Roy Turner in the studio with us. And we have Gary Richards here. In fact, Gary, if you wouldn't mind coming over to the microphone.
Which one?
You can go over to that one over there where Roy is. And Kenny, you're still trying to get Deba and Tom in?
Yeah, actually, give me one second. I'll be right back with you.
All righty.
And I'm going to get them with us.
So, Gary, I know that I talked to you Wednesday morning, and I know that you were very pleased with how the guys did on the election night coverage.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I was at the big bash, the Democratic Party bash at the Hilton, and what am I hearing here?
Oh, that's Skype.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Sorry about that. We are back. Of course, Deba and Tom are with me.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hello, Deba and Tom. Welcome to the Blue State Diner, or the Turn Up the Blue State Diner.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there.
Deba and Tom, you might have missed this. We were just getting, you were just getting kudos from Gary Richards, who's here in the studio with me.
Hey, guys.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Want to compliment you guys and Sean and Rick Shepard for the fantastic job you did on our election night coverage. I was at the Ohio Democratic Party bash downtown at the Hilton and ran into some people, some listeners, who said they had been listening all night and gave us their compliments on the great job you guys did. So thanks once again. We really appreciate it, and it really it was a great thing that we were able to do on election night.
And it was very entertaining.
Very entertaining, yeah.
Well, thank you.
We had a lot of fun.
Well, by the way, fair warning, it turns out, and thanks to Sean Gilbo for figuring this out, you may have experienced this, I'm going to have to actually unplug this microphone in order to go to break. So if I'm off, I will be back after break, so don't be alarmed if it appears that I'm not with you during break. So that's what I'm going to have to do in order to do it through the miracle of electronics. And computers, they've managed to just screw the whole thing up.
We'll get there. I mean, I'm just impressed that we have Skype capability to the studio now, which makes things like this possible. And kudos again to Sean. Sean dug in and was, you know, keeping after all those election results on the web, and you know, we'd chime in with anything that we heard, you know, through our watching television and you know, watching the websites ourselves. But Sean was really the glue that held all this together, from you know, reporting local results all the way up to some of the big national races. You know, when we called things like Tammy Duckworth beating Joe Walsh in Illinois, and Tammy Baldwin beating Tommy Thompson in Wisconsin. It was definitely, you know, added value to the show to be able to do that, in addition to all the local things that Sean was keeping track of.
He did loads and loads of research. He was up to speed on virtually every item that was on the ballot here locally, and he had reams and reams of stuff. He's holding it up now as if to prove to the viewing audience that he actually did the research. I'm giving him kudos for, but I happen to know that he did the research. There was virtually no item on any ballot in Ohio that Sean didn't know about.
Well,
he was on top of it all. He really
as
was.
As we said Tuesday night, we were just dying to find out about the cemetery levy.
Right, yeah. I remember that one. And there was also one of Sean's, apparently one of his local watering holes, that was trying to get a deal passed in order for them to get a license. Sean, you want to give a shout out?
Yeah, that was the South Bend Tavern. That was one of 39 issues that was on the ballot, and we didn't have any information on those except for the one for the Lane Avenue District. But in particular, it's because of my involvement, as Kenny and I have talked about on Turn Up the Night, and as the station has promoted the Miss Gypsy USA organization, which raises money for the past year and a half, Kaleidoscope, the LGBT Youth Center. And South Bend was the spot of the last fundraiser on last Saturday night, which we didn't promote here because, number one, it was last minute for me, and number two, because if they did, it might prove a little bit embarrassing, because I had a whole bunch of somewhat intoxicated women who put money in my pants toward getting $400+ that we were able to raise for Kaleidoscope. I only took by taking off my jacket and my tie, and they were starting to throw money at me. But it worked, because we raised more than $400 that night for Kaleidoscope, and that was a big amount for a fundraiser of this nature.
Oh, my.
Impressive.
Yeah, and he had to add
I'm trying to get my head around that
image of people,
there,
people stuffing money in Sean's pants.
I know I'll never be the same. But it was for helping Kaleidoscope, and that's a big thing. Granted, it's 2 hours later. I mean, I have a feeling that both Chris and Chad at Radio Outlook would have enjoyed being there. Actually, I saw Michael Daniels and his hubby, spouse, Robbie. At South Bend that night. They're doing quite well, and Michael being busy with the...
Was Marilyn Brown there?
No, she wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I don't think being around seasoned female illusionists would be her cup of tea. I may be wrong on this, but you know, it was great to see those guys. And Michael and Robbie are looking good, and I definitely wish them the best. I miss those guys.
All right. Well, hey Kenny, Deba, Tom, what was your favorite moment from Tuesday night?
Well, my personal favorite moment was when I actually realized that President Obama had actually been reelected, and I think I told everybody last night, I felt like, you know, David at dentist, you know.
Is you know? This real life?
I was kind of in denial, you know, I really needed to have everybody hold my hand and tell me it was really true. It's really true, Kenny. So,
well, and I'll chime in and say that was my moment as well. Interestingly, I was following Twitter, and Twitter feeds were, you know, like popping up, Obama wins, Obama wins, Obama wins. And, you know, my first reaction really was one of disbelief. I thought, okay, I haven't seen it come across any of the national, you know, media sites or network sites. You know, should I say something on air? Should I, you know, just kind of keep it low key? And you know, I think everybody felt that way. In fact, I was just replaying. I missed the Colbert Report the other night with Rachel Maddow on, and this was the day after that she made an appearance on, and she pretty much said the same thing. There was almost a sense of disbelief for that first few beats to say, now wait a minute, you know, let's make sure, because they just got done calling some other state races and some other things, but they didn't have, like, at the top of the hour, a big, and we're going to announce that Obama's, you know, taking Ohio, and therefore, you know, we're going to call it. It was just that kind of, should we say anything? Should we, you know, are we going to jinx it if we say it right now? Or, you know,
and Tom, you did watch the Rachel on Stephen Colbert then.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, do you get the feeling that Stephen just cracks Rachel up?
Yes, absolutely.
All he did would have to open his mouth, and she would be laughing. I mean, and she's just staring at him and just keeps laughing.
He describes what she does as tear down, you know, these big issues.
The Republican dreams is
what she take these big issues, you lay them out on the ground like an engine that you've taken apart.
Yeah, deconstruct it.
Put it back together as a Republican dream killing machine.
Yeah,
and she just totally lost. That was so funny.
That was great. I love
for
Rachel.
For me, it was waiting for California to flip over, for them to just get it counted. It's like, just let it come through.
Well, I remember listening to you guys, Deba, Tuesday night, and it was Matt, I believe, that kept saying, now just remember that when you're looking at those totals, that you can add the 55 votes from California.
That's what I just kept, like, refreshing the map. Come on, come on.
But the real
finally did. It was just like, yes.
I think it was around I don't know what time it was when I don't know what made me do it. Honestly, I don't know what made me do it, but I flipped over to Fox to see what was going on, just in time to see the true highlight of the night, and I immediately phoned over to Bob. And Suzanne actually answered the phone. And I said, Suzanne, please get Dr. Bob over to the studio right now, because Karl Rove is on Fox going guano crazy. He's in an apoplectic fit about the richest of ironies. He's contending the vote count in Ohio.
Yeah,
what's supreme irony of it, that Karl Rove, the very person who tried to buy the vote in Ohio, was going absolutely guano crazy.
Yeah. You know, and Michael, if you want, I think I probably have the line of the century delivered by Megyn Kelly on Fox News.
Oh, yes. Go ahead. You got that?
Yeah. Yeah, here you go. 5 seconds of sweet golden magic.
Is this just math that you do as a Republican to make yourself feel better, or is this real? That rules, man.
And then they sent that they decided. I don't know who that other guy was on.
Brett Baer.
Brett, right. Who his face looks like one of those marionette shows from the. From the 60s.
His eyebrows or something?
Yeah. But
he kind of looks like Beanie from Beanie and Cecil, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't worry, Beanie, I'll save you.
I'm coming, Beanie boy. They sent Megyn Kelly down to the decision desk as if, you know, she wanted to get the facts or something.
I know.
And she was kind of grilling them, and the one guy was saying, no, it's like 99.9%. This is, yeah.
Yeah.
So for once, we actually saw Fox News go into the fact-finding business and try to get the facts, because as we all know, you can have your opinion, but you're not able to have your own set of facts.
You're not entitled to your own facts.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, so here's the thing. This is kind of current news because I just saw it flash up on Daily Kos and Plunderbund this morning. Secretary of State John Husted, still up to his old tricks. He wants to propose for the 2016 presidential election. Of course, hopefully he'll be out of office.
Right.
2014, guys. Keep that in mind. He wants to propose that the 2016 electoral vote in Ohio be divided up by which candidate wins which congressional district. And as we all know, thanks to the money that was poured into the defeat of state issue 2, which would have drawn those congressional boundaries based on impartial committees and hopefully computer programs that are you know going to base on population, not gerrymandering as they are now. But he wants that since he got Ohioans to vote against their own interests again and support the defeat of state issue 2, he wants to use those current congressional districts to then divide up the electoral votes so that in this election we just completed, Mitt Romney would have won the predominant number of electoral votes in Ohio.
So in other words, Tom, what you're saying is after the game is over, for the next game, they want to change the rules so they can win.
That's right.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like they tried to do in Pennsylvania earlier this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to need to get on top of this the same way we did, Senate Bill 5 put it up for a referendum if they try to implement it.
We really have to. And you're right, Tom, about the efforts to defeat issue 2 in Ohio. There really needs to be something done about the gerrymandering because it's gotten completely out of control. And perhaps the best example of that, Kenny, is up there. The Mary Captor's district, I forget what.
Marcy Captor.
Marcy Captor. What's her district?
I don't know, but
it was 12 because Joe the Plumber was. It used to be Joe for Congress, or no, it wasn't 12. No, it's Joe Congress 12. That's right. But anyway, whatever it was, that was the basically the combination of Marcy Captor and Dennis Kucinich's
right.
congressional district.
They call it the mistake by the lake. It's just a crazy district the way it's drawn.
Stretches from Cleveland to Toledo.
Yeah, and in some places less than a half mile wide. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But they did that. That was their effort to get Dennis Kucinich out of office.
And that's the 9th congressional district.
Yeah, ninth. Okay. All right. Yeah, because the 12th is actually here in Central Ohio.
Yep. Yeah. I got a little confused there. Sorry.
That's all right.
That's okay. I had to wiki it.
Hey. I had to look up all of ours to figure out what ones I was into the other day. So I was like, what district am I in?
Yeah. One thing I would want to mention
but
at this point.
We did win the new third congressional district, which is nice.
Yes. But again, what they did there was they conceded that. Because actually over, the last couple of cycles, the Democrats were actually making inroads, and I think that was best illustrated in 2008 when Mary Jo Kilroy was elected to, the 15th. And she had been the first Democrat, I think, in like 30 years to be elected in Central Ohio in the among those three districts that were here in Central Ohio. So when they redrew the lines that allow for the new third district, they did it specifically to concentrate the Democratic votes in that one district and to guarantee that the other two Central Ohio districts remain Republican, which they did by a fairly wide margin with Pat Tiberi and Steve Stivers returning to Congress in the 12th and 15th.
And it's amazing if you look at the, of course, the Republicans like to look at the map and say, look at all these red counties, look at all these red districts, and say, oh, there's only these little blue pockets in the urban areas and up by the lake.
Where the population density is 20 times what it is in those big red districts, though.
It's deceptive. It's deceptive to look at it in those terms. But if you look at it in terms of popular vote, if you look at it in terms of overall vote across the state, it's much more purple than they want to admit.
All right, well, listen, everyone, hang on. This is going to be an experiment because I'm going to unplug this Skype mic and try to go to break here, and we'll see what happens. Hang right there.
Thank you.
More of the Blue State Diner coming up after these brief messages.
The all-new Days Inn Airport location is now open at 750 Stelzer Road. Their dazzling atrium features an indoor pool, jacuzzi, authentic Mexican restaurant with a full bar, and live entertainment on weekends. They have free Wi-Fi, a business center, a workout room, complimentary continental breakfast, and banquet and reception facilities for up to 275 people. They feature clean, spacious rooms at mid-scale prices. For room specials, visit daysinn.com or call 238-9010. Brand new and open right now, Days Inn Airport, 750 Stelzer Road. For top quality flooring at great prices, make the logical choice, Logical Flooring. Why drive all over town visiting showrooms when Logical Flooring will bring their warehouse to you? Logical Flooring offers laminate, wood, hardwood, tile, vinyl, and Armstrong flooring, plus a huge selection of carpeting. Logical Flooring delivers a great selection of flooring products and installation services with no gimmicks, just great prices. Actually, their gimmick is their great prices. But don't just take our word for it. See what their many satisfied customers are saying by checking out the testimonials at logicalflooring.com. Family owned and locally owned with over 20 years experience, Logical Flooring is also a progressive-minded Christian-owned business. Just off I-270 and Harrisburg Pike at 3455 Center Point Drive, Unit I. Or just stay home and have their hands-on owner come to you. Visit logicalflooring.com or call 679-6408 today for an appointment. Logical Flooring, 679-6408.
Hi, this is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this. You're on WVKO on Turn Up the Night.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about this electric car thing.
Okay.
We don't have an electric car.
No? You personally don't have an electric car?
No, we don't have electric cars.
But there are cars that run on electricity, albeit they've been built on older technology, such as petroleum. Is that what you're saying? That if it takes petroleum to build an electric car, that makes it not an electric car?
I was on the phone. They cut me off.
You're still there.
You're still here.
Okay, well, we do not have an electric car.
That's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pig, every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-943-9167. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-943-9167. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-800-943-9167. That's 1-800-943-9167.
Be sure to thank those businesses for paying the bill here at Blue State Diner. Now back to your server, Michael Allwood.
Thank you, Rick. That's Rick Shepherd, and Sean Gilbo's here in the studio with me, and I am going to try to reconnect to the Skype dealie here and see if we can't get Kenny and the gang back with us. Kenny, can you hear? You are here?
Yes.
Yep.
We are.
Oh, excellent. That worked pretty good, actually. This is kind of a weird deal to have to unplug this mic we're using to talk to Kenny. And it just fell over again.
If I may mention about supporting the advertisers that pay the bill, one of the things that we want to mention here, and I've been repeatedly mentioning to people, is that the candidates who advertised on our station did very, very well. The only two exceptions being Dr. Bob, but then, of course, we knew what was going to be on the outside with the race with Joyce Beatty and Yvette McGee Brown concerning the race that she was doing with the state Supreme Court. But Tracy Hurd. Her voice was heard as far as the promoting the Franklin County Democratic Party candidate. Overwhelming win in the House race, in the House District 26. And one of the most notable was Michael Collins for the State Board of Education, who actually beat an incumbent because of this redistricting. I believe he was the State Board of Education district. His residence moved from one district to another. He was on the board already in another district, but he had to run again. And he beat an incumbent, and he was the only candidate who advertised on the station on a race which people weren't even aware that existed. So now the Democratic Party, well, my personal feeling is if they did more advertising with us on Issue 2 and the importance of voting yes for Issue 2, the race would have been different. But I'm hoping that the party knows that we're forced to be reckoned with in this market. Advertising works on our station. Our listeners followed us. They heeded the call. As far as early voting in Franklin and surrounding counties, they did an awesome job as far as the early voting totals. Franklin was the highest number of early voters. So we are making an impact, and our advertisers know it, and our listeners are there. There's got to be the support.
Sean, you make a really good point, and Kenny, Deba, Tom, I want to tell you, I know for a fact, I have several anecdotes from the lovely Veronica about the issues on the ballot, and I think above everything else, is aside from candidates, and of course the judgeships are also this way. Voters get confused about these things. I know that Veronica was responsible for getting at least 10 or 20 people to vote who wouldn't otherwise have voted because of her constant talking about the issues, and she was telling me that a number of her coworkers who were clearly Democratic voters. These are people in 99% of the cases were intended to vote for President Obama, had no idea about Issue 2 or Issue 1. And specifically, they asked her about, you know, what about these things? What's the right thing? And so I think Sean's case is well made that having more information about those issues had the Democratic Party used WVKO to their advantage, it would have helped.
Yep, I agree.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys, we have We have the pleasure of having Dr. Bob Fetrakis with us in the studio right now.
Excellent.
Hey, Bob. Good to talk to you again.
All right. Good to have you on.
And I was just telling them, Bob, about why I called you up late Tuesday night to come over to the studio because of Carl Rove's apoplectic fit that he had. And I know that since that time you've got a chance to see it. What kind of experience was that for you?
Well, look, at 11:13, Carl Rove, once again, as he did in 2000 and 2004, begins to contradict the exit polls, which are the international gold standard of predicting elections. The people at Fox and all the other three networks are calling it for, and rightly so, for Obama. Carl Rove comes on and does what Greg Palast calls the Jedi mind trick. He literally is making up numbers. I'm working with documentary filmmakers. He keeps repeating that there's only 991 votes separating the candidates. But on the Fox screen, I mean, somebody at Fox that had enough of Rove is showing the screen that Obama's up 30,000 votes. So Rove's sitting there lying, and then he's claiming that Hamilton County is going to come in 60-40 for Romney. It comes in 50% for Obama, 48% for Romney. He's hoping that his friends who put on those unauthorized computer patches or the ones that counted it down in Chattanooga, near bank building, the Secretary of State site crashes again right at this time. So does Cuyahoga County. But this time, when it comes back up, you don't see the funny, magic Carl Rove numbers. You see the actual numbers. The best part of all of this, if you go to the Rove Meltdown, which is all over YouTube, and you create a timeline, which we're doing in the Free Press and the documentary, you'll see that Carl Rove just blatantly lies. He's claiming...
Wait, can he play that clip again?
The Megyn Kelly one?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Is this just math that you do as a Republican to make yourself feel better, or is this real?
Well, she got the key question right when you can sit there.
A beauty.
It is. It's delicious.
But the important thing about what is real is none of the candidates in which they which Carl Rove forked money for, none of them won. A lot of the candidates who advertised on our station did win. We got more results for the candidates than Carl Rove did.
What I'm hoping is it'll be out of The Godfather. Like a big scene, like where the political criminal syndicate that poured $300 million, they call him in, and then he's got to explain, and then a couple enforcers slowly march him out for his political death.
Well, what about the money they spent to try to get Josh Mandel elected in Ohio? I mean, my goodness.
Well, it would be better spent on sort of trying to get him some sort of voice training. Or at least getting good commercials where they would turn up the volume and at least tweak his voice. You know, I'm a Marine. I'm Josh Mandel. It's like, doesn't sound like a Marine.
Bob, I was going to let you know I follow comedian Rick Overton, who's a genius as well. And he said he kind of likened it to the old Mission Impossible series where, you know, once they framed the evil general who's been, you know, prosecuting, hurting people, whatever, and then he gets found out, and then his superiors then take him away.
Yeah.
So maybe Carl Rove will have his Mission Impossible moment. We don't know.
And here again, Sherrod Brown, his campaign advertised on our station. We played his spots heavily.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and just, you know, so everybody's not concerned for Josh Mandel. He will have a future in all the upcoming Saw films as the puppet.
Ooh, his boots, will they be on or off the ground?
But by the way, Kenny, I did not, and I'm not a fan of horror films at all. And by not a fan, it means I don't watch any of them. So I did not understand that Saw puppet reference you were making on Tuesday night. So I Googled Saw puppet and finally found out, and I encourage anyone else to do it as well, to see what it was you were talking about. And the resemblance was remarkable, I must say.
I'll have to do a separated at birth for my Facebook page.
Yeah. That was really something.
I should give a kudos to Mike.
Josh should say, would you like to play a game?
Yeah.
I was going to mention, some kudos go to Michael Allwood also for, as you mentioned earlier, about confusion about the issues. You remember a month ago, the whole thing about the ballot language not being there, there no title for issue 56, the senior citizen levy. And Michael had a representative from the
Central. I did?
Yes.
And by the way, I actually forgot about this. Friends, let's welcome Rick Shepherd to the program via the phone. Hey, Rick.
Hi, how's it going, everybody?
We're doing great, and I'm sorry I got carried away there and forgot you were here, and I want to send my congratulations to you for doing a tremendous job Tuesday night.
Well, that's fine. I was happy to be a part of it. I'm at my my real work, as we often say. My other job, but I just wanted to take a moment to call in and say, yeah, I think it was a fantastic job, and I wanted to just kind of build on what Sean was saying about advertisers and that sort of thing, because, you know, we've got an email. Gary and I got an email from the guy who does the website, of course, Keith, and he had said that we shut up to about 700 hits on our website on Election Day, and there were hundreds of people were listening to the live stream, and that was just on the Internet.
Oh,
so,
by the way, I understand from Keith that at one point we had maxed out on streaming.
Yeah.
so nobody else could connect to our stream at that point. But,
wow.
Folks, let's very quickly, we've got another caller here. Anybody who listens to the Stephanie Miller program is familiar with Buddy in Columbus.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Michael. I want to tell you on just how ready we were. I was doing election protection. This is my fifth time doing it. By this time, we had bunches of us, hundreds and hundreds of them. We were like, bring it on. Try your best. We had eyes and ears on everything. And I can't tell you how satisfying it was to watch a Republican challenger slink out of there about 2 o'clock. Because they were given like a little app for their smartphone, so they were supposed to scan the rosters on the wall. We're not allowed to do that.
Okay.
Got them the first time. Second time, you got to leave. These True the Vote people were so stupid. They filled out their paperwork wrong. And on our side, we have a bunch of, don't want to be stereotyped, but Jewish lawyers who are really good in contract law. And if you fill out the paperwork wrong, we're just like, nope, sorry, you can't come into the, you can't come in. But I want to thank the hundreds and hundreds of people who showed out and did the election protection work with us. I mean, we were ready for them.
Well, hey,
I mean,
hey, buddy.
Yeah.
I have Bob Vitrakis in the studio here right
sure.
now, and I'll tell you what. The reason I asked Bob to come up, he was doing some work downstairs for the documentary, and I asked him to come up here to talk with us. And the reason I asked him up here was to thank him personally and on behalf of all Ohioans. Bob Vitrakis was the hardest working man in Ohio on Tuesday. Not only was Bob out there in voter protection watching, he was over at Driving Park, polling station, trying to set those people straight where they were trying to they were handing out blue pens when the ballots clearly said black ink only. He was facing up to those people. He was in federal court trying to stop John Husted from using the patch. He was in state court trying to stop John Husted from installing that patch and using that patch. Bob Vitrakis, on behalf of all Ohioans, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for all of your hard work.
Amen.
And remember, yeah. On the Stephanie Miller show, one of the guys, I think it was Jim, the voice deity, as they call him, actually, right off the top of the show, the next day on Wednesday, named Dr. Bob by name and saying, you know, kudos to him for all the work that he's done. So, we echo that.
Well, Dr. Bob did a tremendous job, but also Obama for America had a tremendous operation going.
It dovetailed together,
but we had people on the ground in every little thing, and it was Dr. Bob, it was Obama for America, it was all these people. At 2004, when we had another dirty Secretary of State, we wanted this fight. I can't tell you how satisfying it was to stand up and punch him back in the mouth.
No, absolutely, and they made their attempts. I think the voter suppression this time, of course, they did it with the early voting by only creating the one voting places in the large areas. And a real congratulations should go to the black ministers that did the souls to the polls and people waiting in line for 5 hours in Cleveland, 2 hours. And again, I think Bill Anthony, who I criticized in 2004 as the chair of the board, they did an outstanding job. We went in and videoed it of getting these massive people to be able to early vote. It was a precision operation. I was down in Hamilton County. They were wrapped around the building for hours. In Cleveland, you know, they were waiting out there for 5 hours. But he was getting people out in 45 minutes, and you couldn't even park in the parking lot. So Bill Anthony, great job, Franklin County Board of Elections. And that was only because of John Husted, you know, forcing us not to have neighborhood or even parts of the city where you could vote early, but restricting the hours. He's told by judges to allow early voting, and he restricts it to 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Sunday instead of an 8-hour day.
But the voters answered the call, and they went.
Oh, real quick, Dr. Bob, where I was working was at East Haven Elementary School on the southeast side, and there had been people who had been voting there for years, and they showed up, and they weren't, you know, on the rolls anymore. And you want to guess what color their skin was?
I know what color it was. We did an article in the Free Press, and this was reported in the mainstream press as well. That's that crazy Husted. They Triad, which is a Right to Life family, the Rapp family, created the software at the polls, and it was restrictive. They didn't put in any, quote, wild card characters. So if you, and this was only occurring in certain areas, if you put in street and spelled it ST, period, instead of street, they said you didn't match the database. In Driving Park, they had more people in the provisional line because of that. If you said ninth, you didn't spell ninth out, but put 9TH, they claim you weren't registered to vote. That is Secretary of State John Husted. That was designed by the Triad, a partisan, far-right, right-to-life family who designed this. This stuff has to stop.
It has to stop. And, Bob, we have to stop to take a break. So, Kenny, Deb, Tom, hang right there. Rick, you going to stay with us? Hey, buddy, thanks for the call.
Yeah, I'll stay for a little bit longer, as long as I can.
Okay. All right, and I'm going to have to unplug in order to make this happen, so I'll be right back after this.
Michael's serving up more of the best talk in town right after these fine businesses pick up the tab.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
You know that feeling when something starts to break and instead of properly fixing it, you turn to your old friends Duct Tape and Mr. Zip Tie to jerry-rig it for a few more miles? You know that feeling, right? No, you don't. That's why Valvoline Max Life is for you. At 75,000 miles, engines need extra protection so small problems don't become big ones. Unlike some motor oils, Max Life specifically fights the four causes of high mileage breakdowns. Even Jerry agrees that jerry-rigging an engine is not a good idea. Switch to Valvoline Max Life now or switch engines later.
A woman's touch tree care.
Timber!
The ash borer is wreaking havoc on yards all over central Ohio, and they have to come down. Are you in need of quality tree care? Then we know who to call. A woman's touch tree care.
here.
They can handle it all. Tree removal, thinning, deadwooding, brush cleanup, stump grinding, storm damage, trimming, shrub care, and just about anything you need done for landscape management. See what A Woman's Touch can bring to your tree care. Brandy Mobley, proud owner of A Woman's Touch Tree Care, brings quality service, quick response, and very reasonable rates to the business of tree care and landscape management. Here's what one satisfied customer has to say.
I called several companies to schedule estimates, and half of them didn't even return my calls. Brandy Mobley called me back the same day. She was thorough in her estimate, and it was very reasonable. She explained ways that I could save money on the removal. Her honesty was greatly appreciated.
Ever wonder what A Woman's Touch can do for a tree service company? Let Brandy show you. Call 614-732-1061 to schedule your free estimate. That's 614-732-1061.
Meat Packers Outlet, Columbus's good old-fashioned retail meat market. For the best deals around on all your meat purchases, visit Meat Packers Outlet at 317 South 5th Street downtown. Meat Packers Outlet is family-owned and operated and has proudly been serving Columbus with fresh-cut meats since 1957. Meat Packers Outlet has daily low prices on beef, pork, poultry, and deli items.
This week's specials include chicken wings for $2.49 a pound, a 10-pound bag of hamburgers just $19.90, bar-s wieners $0.99 for a 1-pound package, and deli-sliced honey ham is just $2.99 a pound.
Need a deli tray for your next get-together? Call ahead and order yours now at 469-1720. That's 469-1720. Open 8 to 6, close Sundays. Meat Packers Outlet, 317 South 5th Street at East Main, downtown. Don't forget, there's always plenty of free parking in the back. Locally owned, independently owned, Meat Packers Outlet. Call 469-1720.
Hi, this is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this.
You're on WVKO on Turn Up the Night.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about this electric car thing.
Okay.
We don't have an electric car.
No? You personally don't have an electric car?
No, we don't have electric cars.
But there are cars that run on electricity, albeit they've been built on older technology, such as petroleum. Is that what you're saying? That if it takes petroleum to build an electric car, that makes it not an electric car?
I was on the phone. They cut me off.
You're still there.
You're still here.
Okay, well, we do not have an electric car.
That's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pick, every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
We're back in the Blue State Diner. Here once again, your host, Michael Allwood.
Oh, thank you, Richard, and I can thank him in person because he's still on the line. And I'm going to bring the Skype crew back in as well. Kenny, are you still there? I hear Deba.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, cool. Hey, by the way, I don't know if you can hear the spots during the break. You probably can't.
I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you know that I just played the Turn Up the Night thing with the electric cars.
Yep.
That still cracks me up. And what a lot of viewers or listeners don't know is that went on for a couple of more minutes.
Yeah. I had to trim it down quite a bit for the promo.
He probably said the same thing like 10 times.
He did. I can attest. No, we can hear the spots through the break. Unfortunately, we just can't hear phone calls. So that's the only thing we're not.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, Rick's on the phone.
Hi, Rick. I know we can't hear you, but hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Well, I'd say hi, guys, but I guess you can't hear me. I'll tweet them later and say hello. But, you know, it was a good night, Tuesday night, I think, overall. I mentioned before, and I think Sean pointed out that, you know, we really had the only comprehensive coverage that night. I saw, you know, local news radio representative there getting sound bites like I was, but I seemed to be at more places than she was, it seemed. And, you know, just listening over the air, I thought we did a fantastic job for not being technically a news station. You know, and it was fun, too. That's the other thing. You know, you listen to a lot of election night coverage, and it can be pretty dull.
Yeah. Rick was saying, Kenny, Deb, and Tom, that we really had the only real coverage. And ours wasn't as dull as what election coverage can often be. And that is completely to your credit, Kenny, Debba, and Tom, and also Matt.
Yep.
And Pete, too. Let's not forget Pete.
And, well, you know, hey, we couldn't have pulled off what we did without Sean and Rick and you, Michael, and everybody at WVKO. So, you know, it was a real pleasure.
We definitely kicked butt.
It was a wonderful opportunity. I really enjoyed it. It was, yeah, never done anything like that before.
And it was, you know, we started off talking about what, you know, the favorite moments. And it really was kind of, I was surprised, and I don't know about you guys, but I was surprised that everything wrapped up so quickly. I mean, it seemed like everything, it was almost like, oh, I don't want to liken it to when the Twin Towers came down, but that moment was like everything just went, and it, mm-hmm. the dominoes just went. And it was really astounding to me. I was just really surprised that it happened so quickly.
Actually, it passed by me.
It was a lot like 2008, too, because, you know, it was like, that's it? Really? We won? Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
Ohio was called about the same time as it was in 2008, and I was in the studio that night, and I was correct. We were doing a football game, an Ohio University football game.
I believe so, yeah.
Yes, and so I was giving the election results, and Gary was calling in from Democratic headquarters. There really wasn't much to tell until about 11 o'clock, but then when Ohio was called by Fox News, of all people, for Obama, that was the one time where I had to interrupt the football play and say, Ohio has been called for Obama. And we were fortunate that we were able to go into live coverage then from Air America. It was still on at the time after the football, after I did the best I could with the election returns. And it was from that experience there, that's why I made sure that I had the 8 pages of material, because of where I was getting the election results, I had last names. I said, who the heck are these people? So I had to make sure that I knew who these people were in all of these. And I know when I gave the very first result that we got in, Kenny was just enjoying the fact of where it came from, and I was thankful Michael didn't call in on the phone line about the issue from Union County.
What is that the cemetery issue?
No. This was the income tax increase from 1 to 1.5% from the village of Milford Center.
Yes, I remember hearing some comments about the. What did you call it, Kenny?
I just said I heard something about MILFs going down. That's all I heard.
And that's when I said I was afraid Michael was going to be calling in here any minute.
Yes, I recall that. I was sitting there thinking, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go. So Roy's here with us too, guys.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, Roy.
Hey,
Roy.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Doing well. Good week for us.
So let me ask you, Roy, how did you feel about the way Tuesday went?
The only problem I had was the driving park incident over color opinions. You know, the Republicans, they tried everything in their power to stop us, but they couldn't. So.
Right. You guys did hear that story. We did talk about that, didn't we?
Yeah.
You guys heard that story, yeah. If you look around on YouTube, there's actually a video of Bob down there confronting the poll workers about these issues, and Bob almost got himself arrested, to tell you the truth, sticking up for people's voting rights here in the good old state of Ohio. And, you know, when I was thanking Bob a little while ago, you have no idea how sincere those thanks are, because, you know, I see all the time the lengths to which Bob goes to try to uphold people's civil rights, their voting rights. Bob is a good man, and we're sure lucky to have him on our side. I'll tell you that.
By the way, Michael, I just jump in here real quick while you're giving kudos.
I'll have to find that video. Throw that on.
Okay. Go ahead, Rick.
So I was just going to say the website he just had on the two documentary filmmakers that have been following him around Ohio,
Indiegogo?
Folks from California. And the website is Indie. It's IndieGogo.com. /swingstate, and folks can go there to make a contribution to that documentary. It's going to feature Dr. Bob. So wanted to point that out while I was looking at it.
Cool. Do they have that video on that website?
They have a video. I didn't look at it. I see, you know, as soon as you go to that website, again, it's indie, indiegogo.com/swingstate, I see Dr. Bob's face come up right away on some video, but I'm not sure. I didn't play it. But I know those folks also have YouTube. I'm thinking you probably can go to their YouTube channel from that website, or maybe from the main page.
Or it might be the one I'm talking about might be on Free Press, Free Press's YouTube page.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that's likely what it is. So, Kenny, that might be the place for you to find that.
Excellent.
All right. Well, listen, we're just about out of time here. So, once again, big thanks to the gang at Turn Up the Night, Kenny Pick, Deba, Tom Schaefer, of course, Matt Emmer's not here today, and P.S. Mueller. Mm-hmm. Pete is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
He is. He makes me cry.
he made my eyes water. And of course, once again, our thanks to Sean Gilbo and Rick Shepard. Thanks to Roy Turner for being here. Guys, I'm going to have to disconnect you in order to get the outro music and get things back.
Right.
I'll be seeing you or talking to you soon.
All right, take care.
And Sean, once again, I can't thank you enough for all the work that you did. By golly, you just did a fantastic job.
Michael, thank you. And I thank you and Gary again for the opportunity.
Well, it was our pleasure. Thanking again, I should thank Gary for being here today. Thanks, Roy Turner, as always, my right-hand man. That's for sure. And we will see everyone back here next week. It's time for me to get on out of here. I'll see you next week.
Enjoying the best dish in Ohio here at the Blue State Diner with Michael Allwood, a production of Talk 1580 WVKO. Make sure to join us next week at noon. No reservations required here at the Blue State Diner.